lots of our politicians are in the United States at the moment, seeking to further links, both trade and cultural links, with U.S. communities, U.S. cities, U.S. states, and of course, culminating with Micheál Martin's visit to the White House yesterday, where he first of all had breakfast with J.D. Vance, attended a number of dinners, and spoke, of course, in the Oval Office with President Donald Trump. Well, meanwhile, there's been plenty of visits from the U.S. to here in Ireland, and a delegation from Massachusetts has been visiting Kerry this week, of over 60 people from the West Springfield Sister City Association in Massachusetts visiting Kerry. It's the sister city of Corcaguina and the Dingle Peninsula since 2017. Hugely, of course, long-standing connection between Kerry, particularly Dingle Peninsula, the Blasket Islands and the greater Springfield area, after many immigrants made Western Massachusetts their home. Dingle Peninsula Tourism and Uad Ros na Gaeltachta have been hosting the group. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail now is two of that delegation, Mayor Will Reichelt of West Springfield and Ed Sullivan, who's president of the West Springfield Sister City Organization. Good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Mayor Reichelt, I'll start with you. I hope I've pronounced your surname correctly, first of all. But look, welcome to Ireland and tell me a little bit about what you've been doing over the last number of days.
Thank you, and you did pronounce it perfectly. I appreciate that. It's been a great trip overall. We, as you mentioned, have done this for over 8 years now, a long-standing connection, and we've talked about it a lot when we go home. So to bring the large group here to see everything that we talk about and interact with the people has been just an absolute blast, and everyone has been fantastic.
Yeah, and you've had, of course, a plaque that was unveiled as well in Dingle to recognise that kind of cultural and that familial link, really, you'd call it, for the two areas, for West Kerry and Springfield.
Yes, that was on Friday when we arrived. Everyone from our group went down there, some great speeches, talked about the past, how this came to be, and also the future of the relationship as it moves forward, too. And it has been. Our superintendent of schools is here. The cultural exchange we have with the students that go back year over year has greatly improved the relationship. And the plaque, I think, really is a great marker for where we have come from over the past 8 years of the relationship and kind of where we're going next.
Okay. Ed Sullivan, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the program.
Good morning to you, too, and all the listeners. It's delighted to be here.
Yeah, and tell me how important the Sister City Initiative is for West Springfield, keeping those links open and these visits over and back year after year.
Yeah, well, it's we believe it's tremendously important. And, you know, it kind of starts with the youth, with our student exchange program. And even this year, we've initiated like a pen pal writing campaign with the Girl Scouts for the Brownies, 8 to 10 years old. And what it does, it kind of helps perpetuate the relationship. So God forbid someday I'm gone, the youth will take over and keep moving this relationship forward. So we've got a lot of exchanges, cultural. It's also about tourism, it's economics. It's about the youth and just furthering the relationship that's been, quite frankly, established many generations ago.
Yeah, and it's been thriving ever since. Why was it, Ed, that so many, do you think, from West Kerry ended up in Holyoke, in the Springfield, in the Western Massachusetts area when they went to the United States?
Well, it's interesting. I believe that the president of the Irish Cultural Center would tell you that at one point there was more Gaelic or Irish-speaking people in that area. So I believe that everybody went over to be close to friends and family, and that's why they ended up in the Western Massachusetts region from this region, because they had friends and family there. And that's how it really started going decades ago, generations ago.
Yeah, yeah. And there was that link that was developed and all came into it and all went and developed on from there. It's why you have the link today. Will, if I can ask you, the big exposition as well takes place there. And that's a hugely important aspect for you in your area.
Absolutely. It's a massive economic driver for us. Over 17 days, we get over 1.5 million people visiting West Springfield. You know, we're a community of 30,000 on a daily basis. And during the Big E, we become the biggest city in Western Massachusetts. So it's huge. Tons of people from all over New England come to visit. But at the same time, it also has, I would say, the Irish Pavilion in the Young Building, the International Building, is probably one of the most popular. And folks from Dingle have been coming for over 25 years.
Yeah. And that's a huge part of what you do and how you develop. The links will continue, obviously, Will, because it's an important relationship. How do you view the Irish-American relationship? Now, we've had the Taoiseach in the Oval Office. He was talking about the Irish companies that are investing in America. $6 billion announced this week of further investment. Very often, there's a lot of concentration on the huge American companies that were here, but it's kind of a two-way street is what he was trying to say.
Absolutely. And that's really what our relationship has been built off of, too. It's beneficial for both parties. It's great to come over and show the vendors from the fair or from here the fair and get them in front of different American people and then get more people interested to come back over and visit Ireland. So I think it's great that it's continuing not just at a local level, but a national level as well.
Yeah, very important. Ed, how have you been enjoying yourself over the last number of days? I know there's people from the fire service, from the police department, from the school side of things. How have you been enjoying yourselves over the last number of days?
Well, it's been a wonderful experience, and it always is. And I think one of the reasons we keep coming back, it's all about the people. I mean, the scenery's beautiful and everything we do, but it's really about the people and the interactions we have. I mean, everybody here has been extremely nice to us, so it always makes it a wonderful experience, and that's why we keep coming back, quite frankly.
Listen, look, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk to us about that link, that plaque, that Brian the Stack designed plaque unveiled in Dingle Boatyard on Friday as well, further cementing the relationship between Kerry and the greater Springfield area and West Springfield as well, Western Massachusetts as well. Those links will continue for many years, I'm sure. But my thanks to both of you for talking to us in the programme. Enjoy the rest of your time here in Ireland.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
Great stuff. That's Ed Sullivan there, president of the Western Springfield Sister City Organization, and Mayor Will Reichelt of West Springfield, Western Massachusetts. And so many people from the West Kerry Peninsula found a home in Western Massachusetts and created links there that continue and endure to this day. The delegation, I know, participated in St. Patrick's Day parades yesterday in Dingle and Ballyferriter and in Castle Gregory as well. There's, of course, a huge Irish cultural centre of Western New England as well. And as we mentioned there, the Eastern States Exposition, which hosts the Big E as well, the fire education departments as well as police came over as well as part of that 60-strong delegation for St. Patrick's Week.